Springfield's health department has long advocated a clean needle exchange program to reduce the rate of AIDS infection among IV drug users. This summer, the Springfield City Council voted down needle exchange for a second time. But the city has managed to keep another prevention program alive, street outreach teams. Despite budget cuts to this program, outreach workers say they're making a difference. From WFCR's Springfield Bureau, Karen Brown reports.
Ben Adams is driving a rented minivan through Springfield South End. He parks at a corner between a Can Redemption Center and an empty lot.
Now this is what you call a little Hollywood section of Springfield. This used to be rampant with prostitution, and there's a lot of drugs over there, primarily heroin and crack cocaine.
Adams, a burly Vietnam veteran and former corrections officer, is the HIV prevention coordinator for Springfield. He and his outreach partner, Ramon De La Cruz, take a folding table out of the van and set it up on the sidewalk, displaying pamphlets on HIV prevention and care, as well as piles of free condoms and plastic baggies with cotton balls and bleach. These kits are used to clean hypodermic needles, one way to help eliminate the HIV virus when drug users share their works. Health officials say bleach is no substitute for new needles, but unlike needles, bleach kits are legal in Springfield. De La Cruz hands several out.
Yeah, sure.
All right, grab as many as you need.
Thank you.
All right, careful out there, guys.
Heroin use has been on the rise in Springfield and surrounding cities. A recent state report found that one heroin fix is cheaper than a pack of cigarettes and easier to get than crack or marijuana. Heroin use is also linked to an alarming AIDS rate in the city. The health department knows of almost 1,000 city residents with AIDS. At last count, the city ranked 36th in the country for HIV infection, with the greatest increase among women and in the low-income Mason Square neighborhood, the North End, and here in the South End. Adams says the rundown atmosphere is a good predictor of drug use.
You know, if you look back here, it's just like close-knit dwellings. And some of them are boarded up. So there's a lot of activity goes on back there, a lot of activities.
Adams and De La Cruz are the only outreach workers left in the program, down from 8 workers in 2002. That's when the program was launched with $300,000 a year in state funding. It now runs on $100,000. Ramon De La Cruz, a clean-cut 26-year-old, is unofficially assigned to the Spanish speakers who case out the table.
They think that since they're drug users, nobody wants to help them because there, some of them are not clean, not well-groomed, don't probably speak no English or just speak Spanish. So they just feel ashamed to approach the proper channels to help them. They feel comfortable seeing us out there in the streets. They see a black male, Hispanic male. They don't feel threatened.
Hi.
How you doing?
What, you wouldn't have a paper bag I could carry this in, would you?
No, I don't, hon.
One woman with tracks on her arms comes by the table in running clothes. She picks up a bleach kit, but has nowhere to carry it inconspicuously.
It's just that it's best for me not to be just walking like this. You know what I mean?
I understand. I'm about to get some bags.
Oh, I had some, but I already used them all.
I know. They go like candy.
Adams and De La Cruz are familiar with many of the neighborhood regulars and often joke with them, like 57-year-old David Dixon, known as Skeeter.
I got to eat, man.
Skeeter says he's come to look forward to the van's weekly appearance.
Being homeless and being out here in the environment quite often, they provide you with the condoms, you know what I'm saying, the necessary needs. Most important, they provide you with a lot of very valuable literature. Sometimes when you're depressed and you're down and out, if you go up to them respectfully, they're willing to help you. Even if you're a bit disrespectful, they have a little patience with you until you get, you know, belligerent with them.
Adam says he met Skeeter 2 years ago at a particularly low point.
And he was on crack. So I took him to detox. He started working a little odd jobs, transitioning out from being homeless to his own apartment. So it does work. And you get personal gratification when you see success.
Adam says he can tell Skeeter is still clean, just as he can tell that many others walking by are not.
Say it's 90 degrees. You see somebody got on a heavy coat. That's a red flag. You know, the way they slur when they talk, you know, they sluggish, they scratch a lot.
The hope is that people who stop by the table will eventually decide to try to get off drugs. And when they do, Adams and Dela Cruz will be there too. The second component of these outreach units are transporting drug users to detox centers. And since most of the available beds are in eastern Massachusetts, transportation is vital.
Okay, can everybody put the seatbelts on, please?
On this day, Ben Adams has picked up five people from the North End Drop-In Center. They head to a detox center in Westboro, 2 hours away. 41-year-old Marcos Sepulveda is on his way to his second detox stay in a year.
I don't know why I go back to drugs. I don't know why. And I don't know. You know, I need really help, you know.
After detox, Sepulveda is hoping to get a rare space in a long-term residential facility. Sepulveda has been in and out of jail since he was a teenager. For him, HIV prevention came too late.
I mean, what, 22 years with this disease, you know, and I'm still fighting it, you know.
Do you take
medication? Yeah, I stopped because I've been doing drugs.
He says he doesn't share his needles and always uses condoms with his girlfriend. But he also wants to live better as long as he can, which is why he's hoping the detox program sticks this time. As Sepulveda walks into the Westboro Treatment Center, a 45-year-old woman named Carmen walks out and gets into the van back to Springfield. She's just finished a 7-day program.
This is my first detox, thank God, and hopefully my last one. I feel great, great, a lot better. When I got there, I was so depressed and so sick. It was like, really want to get off this.
Carmen says she's been shooting heroin for years. Earlier this summer, she reconnected with her mother, also a recovering addict, who referred her to the North End Drop-In Center. She says the van was waiting for her the next day.
Well, the first time I tried to get recovery, it was so hard for me because I called so many detox. They will accept me, but I couldn't find the transportation to go to the detox. So I ended up just forgetting it and staying out there in the street like that. So
Carmen says she never shared her needles and managed to stay HIV negative. She plans to keep it that way, starting with staying off heroin.
I'm going to try to make it to NA meetings, get some help from other recovering addicts, try to stay away from the drug area. That's how I plan to stay clean.
Arriving back in Springfield, Ben Adams drops Carmen off at a North End shopping center, where she lights a cigarette and waits for her welfare case manager. She's been through most of the services the city has to offer, Adams says, and now the rest is up to her. As he pulls out of the parking lot, Adams sees three men drinking beer, all of whom he's taken to detox several times. For WFCR's Springfield Bureau, I'm Karen Brown.